Welcome to the Buckhead Church Podcast. If you want to learn how you can be more engaged with our church, check us out online at buckheadchurch.org, or you can connect with us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. I hope the following message inspires you to take the next step forward in your faith journey. Check it out.
Well, I'm here today on another Zoom call. These things are, man, they are really getting, we're actually using Skype, not Zoom, but Blake Canterbury is the founder, CEO, El Presidente, chief intern. You probably sweep the offices up as well. You
trash
probably do it
man.
All. Trash man. For an organization called Proposity, which has gotten a lot of really great love lately, as it should. And Blake's just a, I feel like if you're not on like the who's who list, Blake, you should be. You probably are, and I just didn't realize it. But he also goes to Buckhead Church,
definitely
which is great.
Not.
Well, tell us about you. Give people the personal intro. Y'all got a baby that's 3 weeks, a month old.
Yeah, so I've got a 5 week old and then a 20 month old. So there's a chance that something I see a red line in the upper right hand corner that means my volume's peaking. If that happens, it's probably not me. I've learned. But yeah, there's a good shot you may hear either one of those at some point on this. But yeah, better known as somebody sitting in the rows of Buckhead Church for a long time and just love the church.
You grew up in, you're from Griffin, Georgia, right?
Yeah, I am. So I was born in Baton Rouge. So I'm still a pretty big LSU fan to this day.
Okay.
But I was born in Griffin. So I married a UGA alum. And so I wear red and black probably more than I wear purple and gold, honestly.
But you could claim the national championship.
For the love.
That's pretty nice to be able to do that.
This year I can too.
That's right. Tell us about Proposity. You can take us back as long as far as you want. But I would love for our church to hear, for anybody listening, to hear the story of how this started. It's a real remarkable, a remarkable startup journey.
Yeah. So just kind of backing up, I was working at a creative agency in Atlanta and was having a ball working with great people. And one day I got an email from a homeless liaison at a school district, and I didn't even know what a homeless liaison was. And she just framed this problem of how kids are walking into classrooms with holes in their shoes and how they're going home hungry. And she said, is there a tech solution that we can put around that? So I called some friends who were working on some projects with us, and we just started moonlighting on nights and weekends around how do we solve this problem for this one school district. And so we put together what we call an MVP, just a basic technology, and we gave it to this one district. And 3 months later, they came back and said, you fundamentally solved this issue for us. Every school district in the country is facing this, and almost every nonprofit is facing this at some level. And so at that moment, I didn't feel like we'd truly solved anything. To me, I felt like we just discovered a real felt need. There's a real problem that could be solved. So we just started conducting interviews and research of anybody that would meet with us. And what we found was consistently people said, I want to do good in the world. I just don't know where to start. And we drilled down on what is good in the world. Consistently, I either give money to big money and I don't know who I'm helping, or I volunteer for an organization that I may or may not care about. And so in that moment, we said, that's the opportunity. Why are we doing generosity the same way our great, great, great grandparents did it? If I can order food and watch it get delivered to my house in real time, how do I not know that somebody two streets from me needs food to eat tonight? And that was a big opportunity. So we joked, we said, let's create the Red Bull of philanthropy. Like, we need a lifestyle brand that people want to wear the t-shirts of, they want to be associated with. And so that was really kind of what we set out to do. And we married purpose and generosity, and we called it Proposity. And our model right now is just really, really simple. So we partner with local schools and local nonprofits. They're a vetting source for everything. We want to be the trusted place for you to turn to do good in the world. And just throwing this out there, our vision is pretty big. We think that one day you'll turn to Facebook for friends, Google for information, and Proposity to do good in the world. Anything you can imagine to do good, we eventually see it fitting into this platform. But today, we partner with local schools and local nonprofits, and now they're a vetting source, and we drive more resources to them. We're not here to replace them. And a lot of them also aren't great at social media and tech. And so now we're able to give them this app and a new way to communicate with their donor base and reach new donors. And so they can walk into a house and see a kid sleeping on the floor and enter a need for a bed in real time. Or if a kid walks into a classroom with holes in their shoes, our belief is that you would help that kid if you only knew they needed it. You just have no idea that they need it. And so we ask people to download an app and turn on notifications and get one a week. If you're busy, ignore it. If you have 30 seconds, you click a link and you can see the school or nonprofit that vetted it, how much the item costs that they need and the story of why they need it. And if you want to help, you hit one button, you check out, and it's on their doorstep from 2 hours to 48 hours.
Wow.
Kind of the idea is, what would my city look like? What would Atlanta look like if we had thousands of people getting one notification a week of a need in the city? There would be a need in the city we couldn't meet.
Blake, it's such a remarkable idea, and you've created a platform that really, just like, you know, Instagram or maybe Uber is a better example, that is just this platform that allows people that have cars to people that need rides. And then you've created this platform that allows those needs to be exchanged. You've just done it with generosity and with people that really, that have significant needs in the world. It's remarkable you've actually done it, because this is one of those things that I feel like people talk about and go, wouldn't that be cool? But you're the kind of guy that said, no, we're going to actually do this. When was the moment when you were like, wow, you mentioned the school thing where that, I assume that was the moment where you were like, wow, this could really work. Was there a moment when you were like, oh my goodness, we've got a mammoth idea here?
Yeah. I mean, I think kind of as we went, once we realized that people consistently were saying, I want to help from right here, from my phone. And other than text to give, it hadn't really been innovated. And once we started showing people the model, everybody said, I can't believe that doesn't exist yet. And to me, that was the key phrase that, okay, we believe this should have already existed. This isn't forcing it into the market. That was the moment, I think, for me that the light bulb went off and said, okay, people can use this.
What's your most proud moment? What would have been some of the milestones that you look back on and think, wow, that was really... I can't believe we actually hit that, or I can't believe that actually happened.
You know, I think a lot of it are the small stories, to be honest. You know, we've pushed and kind of scaled, and we've been under the mindset of let's get better before we get bigger, stealing from Atlanta's own Chick-fil-A, right?
Right.
But it was true. That was kind of our mindset. But I think some of just the personal stories of families saying, the use cases, right? So a parent saying, we wanted our kids to understand what's around them and be aware. And so there's a family, and every night on Monday, when they get their need notification, they read that story together as a family when they're putting their kids down for bed. Here's somebody that could be in your class or across town, and they read it, they meet a need together. And then when the thank you message comes in, they sit down together as a family and celebrate that that person was actually helped. Wow. And so they're teaching their kids the benefits of generosity and to be aware of who might be in their classroom or friends, you know, maybe even at church, they're sitting in rows beside them that may be in need. And there's a lot of little stories like that. But I think those are the ones, honestly, that when we find use cases of how it's being used more than what we dreamed of, those are the things I think that we're probably most proud of.
The pushback that people have, and you answered it all. I feel like your explanation of Proposity is so tight, and you tell the story really well, which, by the way, just way to go. The pushback people give, it feels like, is, oh, well, how do you know the needs are real? How do you know that somebody's not just saying, which, you know, there's a lot of scam artists in the world, so everybody at some level is going to get scammed, but I feel like you guys have really found a pretty simple way to handle that feedback or that pushback. What's your answer to that?
Yeah, so that was really first and foremost in our model. You know, we looked at things like GoFundMe, which is great. And we apply, like, a lot of good is being done on this platform. So the problem is there's no real vetting, right? So we've seen the horror stories come out on the news of people getting scammed for $600,000 and there's no rebuttal to it. So for us, we said, not only do we not want to get scammed, but how do we set up infrastructure for the organizations on the ground in our city who have systems for moving people from poverty to sustainability? So one, trust, but two, that you're not enabling people. And so for us, it was really saying, let's partner with the people who have figured that out, right? Let's partner with the people that are on the front lines and give them this tech. And on the back end, not only are we really adding value to the users, we're setting up long-term for these nonprofits that are relying on direct mail, you know, that are still doing big fundraising campaigns to learn how to get a new generation of donor who's giving in $10 and $20 increments right now to get in and fund some of these individual needs and then potentially becoming long-time donors for them. So it's really kind of cool on that front. But really, we said, let's create bottlenecks that really is a barrier to scale for us. But at the same time, it keeps fraud prevention. So every need in our system is going through a local school or nonprofit. They're signing a user agreement so they could literally have their license revoked if they put fraud into our system. And then once it gets through their policies, we still have a project manager that's touching it, that's doing it, cleaning up some of the grammar and making sure that a pair of Air Jordans didn't slide in instead of, you know, a pair of Converse, if you will. So while it's labor intensive, it keeps everything intact, the security and fraud prevention intact.
What is your team like that works on this?
Yeah, so we have 11 full-time. We have a team that's not technically on our team of 4 developers that are working on this kind of all the time as well. And then we have a lot of contractors and volunteers that are copywriters that just say, hey, I've got 10 hours a week I can volunteer. I'd love to process needs for you guys and help you. So that we are hoping that over the next couple of weeks and months, as COVID, you know, is really kind of taking place, we're seeing a lot of people shoot us resumes and say, hey, look, I've got some extra time. Can I volunteer virtually for you guys? We think it's a really cool way to volunteer virtually.
Well, I want to jump into, I was going to talk about the way you allow people to group up together to form teams, because I think there has some relevant, a lot of relevance for Buckhead Church. But let's talk about that in just a second. You mentioned COVID. What have you seen? How has life changed for you in the last month since we've been in the middle of this crisis?
Yeah, so I think the interesting thing is it's really validated our model, right? Of saying we're trying to create the app or the platform for the future. We've seen school districts and nonprofits say we can't have people physically coming into our veins, and we're actually seeing donations drop. But Proposity is a way that we can still submit the real-time needs as they come into us and still communicate with our folks and new folks. And then really the millions of Americans sitting at home saying, hey, how do I help from right here, from my cell phone?
Yep.
This is the place that they're turning to do that. So, I mean, just daily active users. I mean, we've seen that increase over 300% over the past month. We're seeing users and nonprofits sign up kind of crazy. Yeah, and that's not even a metric we typically care about, because we're not an app that, we're not Instagram. We don't need you to spend 5 hours a day in there.
Right.
We just are interested that people are actually opening it, because you can make a transaction in, you know, under a minute on our platform. It's really simple to do that. But I think that's been the unique thing, is that people have really turned to us during this time. And so we are actually going to media right now, and where we had been saying we're going to go slow, we're going to get better before we get bigger, now we're opening it up to almost every school and nonprofit that wants to sign up right now.
In the U.S.?
In the U.S., which is a little lofty, but we'll see what inbound requests do. And we are actually going on the Today Show this week to kind of announce that, if you will. So
that's amazing.
It's a very big leap of faith for a small digital team.
Have you done much national media?
No, none. And we've really done no marketing to this point. I mean, we've got a couple t-shirts and a couple flags with a very small social media account, but really we wanted to see what would happen if we didn't promote it. But when we got this request, we said, you know, we're too well positioned. Let's go ahead and invite, you know, everybody to this, because it's kind of needed.
Well, for those of you who are listening to this or watching this, and Buckhead Church is your church, you should feel really proud, which I would imagine you do, to be on the same team with Blake and Proposity, because I just think that's remarkable that you're finally getting to leverage, unfortunately, this huge opportunity for us to meet people's needs with this unique position that you're in right now. So I hope the Today Show thing is catalytic for you and your team. And I hope it's catalytic for schools and for nonprofits that are looking for ways to get their needs met. Hey, tell us about the team. Tell us about the team concept that you guys have created. I think that really has a lot of practical opportunity for Buckhead Church people.
Yeah, so we have a team feature. So really in the app, you have a profile and you're able to track kind of how many needs you met, the total dollar value. And then the best part is every story of everybody's life you impact that lives on your wall. Mm. So it's not, hey, I donated here. And maybe my favorite part is when you meet a need, when the item's going out for delivery in real time, you get a notification letting you know the item you purchased is being delivered. And you'll forget that you met the need. Tomorrow it'll be delivered. You'll get the notification. And in that moment, you'll get the benefits of generosity. You'll get what this thing's really all about because you'll forget you did it. And then you'll start smiling. I promise, no matter where you are. but really, watch, try me, Clay, see what happens. Okay. You might not smile just in spite of me, actually.
No, I definitely will smile.
Sorry, long story, back to the teams. So we thought it'd be fun to bring all these individual people together. What would collective giving look like? Just to see people sign up. And so we have these teams where people can come together and meet needs. And so you can kind of choose some of your own causes and or you can just meet the needs of your city or anything that's urgent. And anytime anybody on your team meets a need, you see the impact roll up collectively. And wow. I can't see, Clay, what you're giving. I can't see your stats, but collectively we can go in and do good together and celebrate that any way that we want to. So we've seen some really cool use cases of this. Jeff Dollar in Atlanta, him and his wife, Callie Dollar, have a podcast now, and they set up a team right before Christmas and they did a podcast and launched it over a podcast. And they met over 2,000 needs in about 2.5 weeks.
Wow.
Like $60,000 just because they said, hey, go join our team. Go give any way that you want.
Wow.
And they provided Christmas for foster cares all over the state of Georgia, foster care wow. parents all over the state of Georgia. So these really cool use cases. So we're really exploring them. Georgia Power is a big sponsor. And they launched the first team. Star 94's morning show, the Jen and Friends show has a team. As well, Intel has just rolled one out. So we're really starting to explore what this looks like from, you know, corporations to individuals to even churches.
Well, obviously, I don't think you don't have to be a genius to figure out the overlap between what you're doing and the opportunity for Buckhead Church. But I can see small groups deciding, hey, we're going to do this together and we're going to create a team out of our group. I can see mission trip teams, Global X teams doing that. I can see teams that serve together through guest services or that lead in transit together. There's so many different applications. I think that team feature is, there's just a really tight fit between that feature and the way we're organized through our church. So I hope that those of you who are watching, listening will take advantage of that. Use your small group, create a team. Well, first download the app and set up a profile, but then get your whole group involved and let's create some Buckhead Church teams and let's go meet some needs together. And then Blake, we'll all be looking forward to catching you on the Today Show.
Clay, grateful, man. This is a lot of fun. I think there's a lot of use cases for those teams too. And it'll be fun to see what people come up with and how they use it.
I totally agree. Well, thanks for, what about if people, I assume people can get a hold of Proposity. You just go to the App Store, Purposity. Proposity.
Yeah.
There's the sweatshirt. Follow. Are you guys on Instagram?
Anyway.
Facebook? There it
yeah.
is.
Instagram, Facebook would be great. Those are kind of the places that we're starting to build some of the community outside. We're calling that kind of our digital front porch of our app, if you will. So app number one, Instagram and Facebook number two.
Great. Blake, thank you. Thanks for doing what you're doing. Wish you all the best and keep fighting the good fight.
Absolutely. Clay, thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Buckhead Church podcast. If you'd like more content, you can always check out our services live or on demand at buckheadchurch.org. And if you want to experience community anytime, anywhere, go to buckheadchurch.org/groups.